What's up, everyone? It's Endymion, and Merry Christmas to all. What a year this has been. There's been so many things that have happened which led to ruined franchises and terrible missteps. It would be crazy to compile them all. So I figured, why bother? Instead, this video will be full of positivity and hope, as the Warhammer 40K live-action universe has officially been given the go-ahead, and as the reports claim, it'll be a true adaptation of the source material. And Henry Cavill has confirmed he will not only stand ready to serve, but will lead the charge giving the middle finger to woke Hollywood. Beyond this, China's entire gaming industry has imploded overnight as well. That story is insane, and you might be thinking, wait, I thought he said this was a video full of good news. It is, dear viewer, but I'll explain that massive story later on. To begin, Games Workshop has officially given an update on the Warhammer 40K live-action universe, which of course was being spearheaded by Nerd King Henry Cavill, who is a massive, dedicated fan of the franchise. After all, this is the guy who almost missed his call to play Superman because he was too busy playing World of Warcraft. He truly is one of us, and if you follow this channel, you know that I'm a big fan of Henry. And I've always said that Hollywood has massively understated and ruined his potential with their moronic politics. After playing Superman and having the DCEU die a slow but appropriate death, and let's not forget Henry's saga playing the White Wolf Geralt of Rivia and how Netflix absolutely butchered that series into oblivion. And then the creator of Witcher confirming that when he reads his own work, he reads it in Henry Cavill's voice. Like, come on, dude. The loss of Henry as Geralt will never not annoy me to the ends of the earth. But as time goes on, things change, and while some companies aren't willing to learn from their mistakes, Henry has put his sights on Warhammer. And his goal is to make an authentic, true-to-life adaptation that rejects identity politics and the agenda as well. Which is not only rare these days, it's needed. Games Workshop released their statement, which said, and I quote, "Back in December last year, we announced Games Workshop and Amazon Studios had signed an agreement in principle to work together to bring the Warhammer 40K universe to screens big and small. Well, today we have an update, and it's one we've all been longing to hear. We've now signed the full agreement, and the next stage can begin. Now comes the fun part, working out all the creative details with our partners and getting the first script written and into production. What Warhammer 40K story should we tell first? Should we kick off with a movie or a TV show? Maybe both. All we can tell you right now is that an elite band of screenwriters, each with their own particular passion for Warhammer, is being assembled to help bring the setting and characters you love to the screen. This illustrious group will be championed by Henry Cavill, who stands ready to take his place as executive producer, bringing his pen, sword, and/or spear to the project. TV and film production is a mammoth undertaking. It's not unusual for projects to take 2 to 3 years from this point before something arrives on screen. Still, things are now properly rolling, and you can bet we'll bring you all the latest updates and cool snippets as soon as we're able," end quote. This has been some of the best news I've heard in a while, and I love how passionate it reads while assuring fans that everyone involved are scholars of 40K, which I mean they should be. And if Amazon is smart, which they aren't always, I mean remember, they did make one of the biggest blunders in history with the Rings of Power, which was not only insanely expensive, but the majority of the audience didn't even finish the show anyway. But that show was so hated and forgotten about that when an interviewer asked Viggo Mortensen about it, he didn't even know the show existed to begin with. And I don't blame him, because that show is ass and personifies all the worst qualities of Hollywood today. And while this news surrounding 40K is amazing and positive, I do have to say that this is Amazon after all. And they, like other big companies who make content, have had blunders before that reject the source material. And I'm hoping Henry Cavill has enough creative control over this Warhammer cinematic universe that he gets the last say as to what happens or not. Because as we all know, Henry more than anyone is aware of what happens when you bastardize the source material. And the worst thing that could happen to Warhammer is to allow it to fall to the same pathways that Witcher or Rings of Power did. On the flip side, this collaboration and true announcement where ink has been dried on paper finally could lead to a massive new media empire. And let's be real right now, we're currently living in an era where there is nothing right now that is the big dog, if you will, in entertainment. Superhero movies have been flopping all year pretty much, and currently the entire superhero genre has gone the way of the Western. And I remember when I was on Critical Drinkers and Mahler's livestream 2 months ago, I asked Drinker what he thinks the next true meta is for Hollywood. And he said, without hesitation, that it was video game adaptations, and he's right. I mean, just use this year alone. Every video game adaptation has soared in sales. Super Mario made $1 billion, and Five Nights at Freddy's was Blumhouse's biggest and best performing film of all time. And a second one is already on the way. And we have many other video game adaptations coming. Amazon as well has Fallout, which I'm very skeptical of. And I hope it doesn't suck, but I'll refrain until I see at least the first episode. And of course, Halo is returning for a second season where, yet again, Master Chief doesn't wear his frickin' helmet. And it's no surprise that video game adaptations can and will likely become the new superhero genre. Since if there's any untapped marketing goldmine that has easy cross-brand potential, it's video games. And they also have a massive backlog of lore, stories, and experiences to pull from. Let's not forget that currently Star Wars is in the dumps, as is Marvel, which this now brings me back to Warhammer for good reason. Like I said, we're currently in a very bizarre period where there isn't one single franchise dominating the entire landscape like before. From 2008 to 2019, you could easily say Marvel was that. But as of now, that void has been left empty, and now is the time for something else to rise up to take its place. Warhammer, in my eyes anyways, fits this unique Thanos-sized hole in terms of becoming something amazing and extremely profitable. If Amazon plays their cards right and Henry Cavill uses his executive producer power, Henry could not only ensure this works, but he could shepherd something that eclipses both Marvel and DC in one fell swoop. I don't need to tell you that the Warhammer universe has enough lore to fill hundreds of stories. And the likelihood that this leads to a new gold standard of live-action adaptations is becoming increasingly more likely as time goes on. Warhammer, if handled correctly, and I'm not kidding you, could become the next MCU or Golden Age Star Wars if they do it correctly. People are clamoring for a show that fulfills that water cooler conversation hole, which has been left empty ever since Game of Thrones ended. A dark, mature, action-heavy Warhammer live-action universe devoid of the woke agenda would be a mega hit, and a decisive blow that could rattle the pantheons of Hollywood to its core. We already know that when studios make great content devoid of politics, they all do great. Top Gun Maverick is a prime example of this, as is No Way Home, which made more money than every MCU movie released in 2023 combined, and then some alone. There is such a ravenous hunger for entertainment devoid of woke identity politics, it's insane, dude. I mean, look at Reacher, which is also Amazon, mind you. That show has exploded in popularity and ratings this year. And I really want to drive this point home with two examples involving Reacher. First, look at its first season, which exploded onto the scene with almost 2 billion minutes of watch time. And that first season ended up being Amazon's biggest watched series in existence, beating out Rings of Power, Wheel of Time, and so on. And let's drive this point even further. Look at what the first season of Reacher did on Amazon. It got second place when it came out. It only lost to Ozark a year ago because that show was showing its final season and it had the added bonus of having all of its previous seasons available to watch too. So you combine all of Ozark and Reacher's one single season still managed that much watch time. Dear viewer, that is crazy good. Okay, now, let's look at the second season of Reacher, which recently premiered this year. Remember when I said Reacher season 1 got second place? Well, season 2 only has 3 episodes available as of the making of this video. And get this, those 3 episodes increased the entire show's watch time of the entire first season by 50%. So many people are watching and loving Reacher that it's instantly becoming Amazon's most watched series to date, and really, who can blame them? The point I'm trying to make here with Warhammer is that Reacher is the blueprint of what audiences want. It stars a strong male character in a leading role devoid of any woke nonsense, and the entire show can appropriately be summed up as, what if Conan the Barbarian existed in modern day and rampaged through America kicking ass and taking names? Remember what I said earlier, that audiences are starving for content devoid of wokeness, and they are starving for strong, capable male leads. And they are absolutely hungry for content that doesn't talk down to them and just gives them escapism. Reacher is the epitome of that, and the numbers don't lie. So, to circle back to Warhammer, if Amazon and Games Workshop are smart, they will essentially take the ideological stance Reacher has and incorporate that into their Warhammer live-action universe. Because if Reacher can reach those numbers, I guess pun intended, then just imagine what something like Warhammer can, which adheres to both the fan bases of things like Star Wars, Marvel, and more, while also adhering to the strong male representation famine that this industry is currently lacking. If anyone at Amazon watches this, heed my words. If you want to take over Hollywood and the geek sphere overnight, you will make Warhammer 40K into the most based badass escapism this world has ever seen. And not only will your numbers explode, the aftershock effect of hype will lead to Warhammer novels, lore bibles, and tabletops instantly all rushing to the top of bestsellers lists overnight. I can't stress this enough how perfect of a situation this can be for Amazon, Workshop, and Henry Cavill. They could change the industry overnight, and I say that with no hyperbole or anything. I truly do mean what I'm saying. And if they're smart, they'll do it, and then just imagine what that hype will do for the video game side of Warhammer. And all the games that already exist. Oh, Games Workshop would make so much money, they wouldn't even know what to do with it. And in turn, if that were to happen, it would hopefully finally cause places like Disney and others to look at their franchises and go, well, screw this woke agenda nonsense, and then we could return these godforsaken industries to prominence and enter a new golden age of entertainment. Warhammer 40K, my friends, could become the next big genre-defining thing, but it all depends on how Amazon does it. If they go the Rings of Power route, they're cooked. But if they go the Reacher route, oh baby, we could be seeing the new meta in front of our very eyes, fellas. And that, my friends, is what needs to happen, and glory to the Imperium. Now on to the next story, where China's entire gaming market has completely imploded, and you're likely saying, well, why is that good news and what happened? To catch you up to speed, the CCP, or Chinese Communist Party, which obviously runs China, has cracked down on live service video game models and has made new laws to reduce or downright eliminate core concepts that have led to the Chinese populace being addicted to video games. So things like daily login bonuses and removing concepts from games like luck-based features, which means things like loot boxes and the like, are being removed by the CCP because these concepts target Chinese children. And the CCP basically thinks the mass addiction to video games has led to their population becoming less motivated to work. And that weakens the nation because everybody is just playing these live service video games all the time. They're also forcing Chinese game companies and any game operating within their country to also implement spending limits, because too many people are throwing their wallets at these games. This wouldn't be the first time China has tried to limit their populace, since in 2021 they implemented a law where people under the ages of 18 weren't allowed to play video games during the later hours of the weekdays. And they are so serious about this that when these kids want to play, they have to scan their faces on their computers in order to make the game work. And if the game recognizes you as a minor, too bad, kiddo, no games for you on weekdays. Not to mention that China has also imposed a law in 2021 to reduce or outright remove the depiction of effeminate men within games sold in their country. And queerness in general would have to be eliminated in order for a game to be sold in China. Which makes me wonder if, in the Chinese version of Overwatch, if everybody is just straight. Even though in reality, Overwatch's cast is the most woke group of characters ever to pander. If you know the answer, let me see it in the comments. But what's crazy is that this new mandate to remove live service gameplay elements from products sold in China has led to around $80 billion in losses for the Chinese gaming market seemingly overnight. The two companies most impacted are China's duo biggest gaming giants, Tencent and NetEase. Tencent, by the way, also owns studios like Riot, which makes League of Legends, and NetEase, who actually works on Warhammer games too. So this move has been catastrophic overnight, and this will absolutely change how games are made, mandated, and created going forward. Because this doesn't just affect China, mind you, it affects Western games too. And now, if Western game studios want their games to be sold in China, which by the way is easily the world's biggest market for games, they'll be forced to remove these predatory practices from their games as well, and will also have to remove any woke nonsense as well if they want to make money in China. Will this affect the versions being sold in America, Canada, or Europe? I can't say yet. But if the biggest market has just said no to all the live service model stuff, it'll end up creating dual versions of many games. And then I'm sure many players are going to ask these companies, well, can we also get that Chinese version too? It's sort of how the Middle Eastern version of Spider-Man 2 removed all LGBTQ content and missions that pander. Yet, it was also only available in the Middle East, even though many Western players would prefer that version. I think the live service model in general is just garbage anyway, and I hate it mostly these days regardless of the game. And also, since the two biggest Chinese gaming companies got hit this bad so quickly, it also means their expansion into Western studios will be reduced too. So why does that matter? And why is that good news, I hear you not asking, because I'm saying this to myself? Well, I'm glad you asked, because companies like Tencent and NetEase have their fingers in many Western studios' pies. And they obviously use their influence to make more games include these lucrative, predatory practices in order to make money. So, if Tencent and NetEase aren't making nearly as much money due to their home country banning what makes them their profits, then they obviously won't have nearly as much cash to throw around when it comes to influencing the meta of Western games as much. Which could, hopefully, in theory, lead to less games in the future being live service. Since why make your games live service when your biggest and most profitable demographic can no longer engage and spend like they used to? And we all know companies only know the language that is money anyway. So I don't know about you, but to me anyway, this is all great news. We could be seeing the live service model getting scaled back and less companies pushing these nonsense live in our world, sign in and do daily challenges stuff. And maybe we can return back to more single player games and possibly reduce these balloon budgets on games too. And stop having years of roadmaps and releasing games in shitty states and fixing them over time. Basically, it's good news if you don't like live service games, which if you're like me, that's great. But this is where we stand, my friends. Henry Cavill is positioned to potentially overthrow the entire woke Hollywood meta with his based Warhammer series. And China has just destroyed the live gaming service model meta in the industry literally overnight with their changes. This is a video filled with nothing but good news in my opinion. Things are looking up, my friends, and let's keep the ball rolling. As always, thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, and share this video if you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think as always. Thanks to my patrons for their undying support as well. Question everything, have a wonderful day, and Merry Christmas and Happy Festivus. I'll see you in the next one.